Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministers Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is episode 2 with Brother Sean. Hello, Sean, how are you?
Good, I am fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for the episode 1. It was so great to see you, get to know you as a person. And today, we want to know more about your ministry.
Sure.
Your current ministry, how God is using you.
Absolutely.
For His glory.
Yes.
So, tell us about your past ministry experiences.
Well, you know, I was moved here at High Point way back, you know, and was young. And then I got together with a church here, and we started church here in High Point. You know, and, you know, we started to sponsor all these Laotian families here in the U.S., and then I continued to be a part of ministry. And later on, and God was calling us into ministry. You know, we went to Thailand as a Southern Baptist missionary to Thailand. We lived there. The program was 2 years program, but we decided to stay 4 years. And after the contract ended and everything was withdrawn, and then I stayed 2 years. We stayed 2 years for the ministry on our own. Mm-hmm. So, you know, from that point on, and then God just, you know, put a passion in my heart that, you know, I want to continue in the ministries and go back, reach out to my Khmer people.
Mm-hmm. So when you went to Thailand, did you bring your whole family?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. I know Thailand is a very heavily strong Buddhist country.
Yes.
So was it easy? I'm sure it was very difficult to minister to the Thai people. So what would be the most difficult part?
Well, in Thai, yes, it is. It is a big, big Buddhist country. And it's a very hard, you know, to reach out Thai people, especially, you know, my Thai is not good enough to, you know, really share the gospel with them. I mean, I can understand, I can talk, I can, you know, and get by everything. But it's still hard. It's not because of the language, also because the religion they believe. They already have the religion on their own. It is hard to tell them to introduce a new religion to them. They think, you know, in Christian, it is new for them. But in our ministry, it's focused into Laos.
That's good. Now, so you have also experience with working at Laotian churches.
Yes.
In the United States,
yes.
Right? Now, you're serving in the American church. So
yes.
What would be the uniqueness of Laotian churches in the United States?
Well, I think the Laotian people, they kind of have, you know, we as the Lao have different personality. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying the American or the Anglo Caucasian don't have the compassions of loving and care. They do, mm-hmm. But because the culture, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm used to the cultures of the Lao culture, the Khmer culture, we kind of have a special touch. Mm-hmm. You know, when we come together as a brother and sister in Christ, mm-hmm. that's the most uniquest way. Mm-hmm. They are very special God-made person that, you know, in a group of people in Laos. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other group they are loving to, God created them to, but for the Laotian, because I am a Laotian, I understand more about them and they understand more about me, and it make us, you know, kind of a cordial or engage quickly or in a better way.
Mm. How many languages are spoken in Laos?
In Laos, there's three main different languages. Mm-hmm. You know, they speak the Lao, mm-hmm. and the Khmer, mm-hmm. and the Hmong.
Oh, okay.
But in the dialect, mm-hmm. and you know, in the book they recorded that there were 68 different dialects. Mm-hmm. But actually, when you look at today, it's been exposed in the Laos and have more than 100 dialects in Laos.
So in the Laotian church, what language is spoken?
Well, mainly in Laos church, they speak the Lao, mm-hmm. because in Bible, you have only one language, the Lao Bible. Mm-hmm. But today, you know, in the Khmer church, we read the Lao, mm-hmm. the Lao Bible, mm-hmm. and then when the pastor shares the sermon, he's translated into the Khmer, so he speaks Khmer.
Okay.
So if I'm shared among the Khmer, so I speak Khmer, mm-hmm. and mine is I read the English Bible, mm-hmm. and then, you know, speak in the Khmer.
Okay. in Laotian churches, do they have English ministry, for example, for second generation Laotian Americans who don't necessarily speak good Laotian or Khmer language?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question. That is a real, real good question, because the first generation of today, mm-hmm. you know, a majority of churches here, Laos church, they are struggling mm-hmm. because, you know, the pastor or the leaders in the church, I'm not trying to look them down, mm-hmm. but our English capability is not well enough mm-hmm. to make this young generation to understand. Mm-hmm. And if we have a mother church, that kind of, you know, guide them to the mother church, but later on we will lose them. Mm. But I believe the new generation will help them a lot, who can speak well English mm-hmm. and can guide this new generation or second generation, you know, into God's kingdom. Mm. But the first one is a very, very hard mm. because, you know, broken English is you know, is a chaos, mm-hmm. you know, within the church. Mm.
Now, what are some exciting stories of what God has done through your ministry so far, whether in Thailand or here? Any exciting stories?
Yes. And when I was in Thailand, in our mission there, you know, and one time that we, one weekend we host an event there, there's about 700 people. Came from Laos. Mm. They just over weekend. Mm-hmm. That's over 400 people mm-hmm. that baptized.
Wow.
And then after that, one of the men mm-hmm. that went back to Laos mm-hmm. and then he have lead this whole village mm-hmm. you know, to the Lord.
Wow.
And this is so exciting. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny story because, you know, and then when he went back and he just brand new Christian, mm-hmm. just like 2 days old. Mm-hmm. And then he went back and he just like, he called pastor and he said, "Pastor, all these people want to know about Christ, mm-hmm. want to believe in Jesus Christ. How can I lead them?" He said, "Well, lead them." He said, "I don't know how." So the pastor called, hold the phone and said, "You know, repeat after me. Let them repeat after you." And after that, he said, "Is that complete?" And he said, "No." And they give him a bath, mm-hmm. so which is a baptized. Mm-hmm. And he called pastor and he said, "Pastor, they want to give, you know, they want to take a bath." He said, "What do you think they have to do with me giving them a bath?" He said, No. He said, "Remember when I was there, you give me a bath." He said, "Oh, they don't call a bath. They call baptized." "Yeah, that's what they want to do."
Yeah.
He said, "Well," he said, "how many people?" He said, "Over 200 people." Mm. He said, "That's in the river." He said, "Yes, the river is right beside the river. I mean, right beside the village." He said, "Well, let them line up." He said, "Repeat after me." Mm. After me, he said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen." Let them jump. So 200 jump into the river. Wow. That's the most exciting mm-hmm. moment and story. His good friend. And later on, this guy got arrested.
Wow.
Through prison in life. For life.
That's so amazing.
That yeah. is why that make me, you know, want to go back and reach out to my Khmer people.
Wow. I never heard the baptism on the phone, by the phone.
Yes.
That's so amazing. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of exciting stories what God is doing, but also in the ministry has ups and downs. And what are some challenges have you experienced in ministry?
Well, in ministry, you know, especially for the Lao people or for the Khmer people, you know, we try to reach out to these people. It's very, very hard because they already have they claim to be their own religion. You know, in order for them to understand mm-hmm. what about Christ, you know, it's hard to point it out. Say, look, God create all this thing here. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever you see is the wood, the trees, the mountain, you know, the skies and everything. Even, you know, the air that you breathe every day, that is God created. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for them to know and acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. That is the most challenge because they think they already have their own religion. You know, because by their parents, mm-hmm. by the old generation, we already embedded in their mind. Just like, you know, we as a Christian, we already talk about, you know, when the Jews talk about, "I am the children of Abraham." Mm-hmm. You know, by do all this ritual, circumcise all those, I will be saved. Mm-hmm. But Paul was talk about, it's not that. Mm-hmm. You know, by blood or by what you believe in Abraham, it does not make you safe. Mm. That is why that's the biggest challenge. Can move forward in the same way.
Right. So by default, religion and tradition itself.
Right.
Is a big challenge.
Yes.
Mm. That's good. Now, how do you make disciples in a Khmer church context?
Well, personal relationships is the most important, you know, and you know, me personally, you know, I built a personal friendship and walk with them day by day, show them the love of Christ, and they guide them through the Bible. That's his key word, that, you know, Bible is the key word that we can, you know, make sure they understand deeply. That's how we build. We build our discipleship based on, you know, use the Bible as a foundations.
So relationship takes time, right? So it's not a rocket science. It's not going to happen overnight. So do you want to say we have to be very patient?
Yes, absolutely.
Whether it's American, whether it's Khmer, Russian, the same way. Now, this may be a very obvious question, but why is missions important?
Missions important because that's the only way that we can save soul. You know, we can spread out the gospel, the word of God. The God testimony had to be out there. That's why it's so important, you know, so important into me, my personal life, to my family, and to Khmer people, and to Lao people.
Well, some people may say, you know, I know that, but I'm not so skilled in the Bible knowledge. I have my job here. I have my family here. I just settled down in America. I don't want to go back to my country anymore. If people say those things, what would you say to them?
Well, if we look at all those, and I know the luxury life here, it doesn't matter. But you have to understand what you're here for. We are here for the purpose of God. You know, especially, you know, for me, I'm not experienced in the Bible. I'm not perfect in the Bible. But lead by the Holy Spirit, God will make you happen. Because you are not God. Because you are, I am, or we are, only a tool, only a speaker, only an equipment that God can use us. The Holy Spirit will, you know, bless you with that, will lead you. You know, I cannot lead people to God. I cannot lead people to Jesus Christ. That's not my job. Because God, the one who leading them to Jesus Christ, it's not my job. I am only a part of that ministry, part of that leading. You know, God just used me as a tool to bring, but God already lead them to their heart. It doesn't matter how hard you try. It doesn't matter how, you know, wonderful you are. You know, if it's not God's time, if God's not pointed at our person, it's not going to happen.
Wow, that's great. So anybody can be missionary if they are called.
Absolutely.
God.
Yes.
Because it's not about our ability, but it is about who God is.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, thank you, Sean, for sharing about your ministry. Thank you, listener. And I will see you in the next episode.